Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. You may recall a story just a few weeks ago on the relatively new group, Kentucky Agriculture and Environment and the Classroom, Inc. Jennifer Elwell last fall took their executive director post, and they've just obtained the second of two grant requests from the Kentucky Ag Development Board.
This new round of funding is actually going to let us develop some curriculum that can be used in classrooms, on farms, for agriculture education days that a lot of the extension offices and conservation districts and farm bureau offices that they are involved in, just to teach more students about how agriculture touches their lives.
Some of their efforts go toward direct-to-school assistance, like the Mobile Activity Science Centers. They've just received a grant to have a third mobile unit built. That'll be available for schools this fall. This latest effort is to develop sets of materials for ag-related groups or schools to use for local educational field day type events.
That way, when a group is getting ready to put on an ag day, they don't have to go to 10 different commodity organizations or livestock associations to get the information they need. They can go to one place and we can provide them the nuts and bolts of what those kids need to have a better appreciation of what our farmers are doing for them.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. Now I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Jennifer Elwell with the Kentucky Ag and Environment and the Classroom Group says their outreach will continue to grow and notes that the emphasis of their messaging will be evolving as well.
For so many years, we really focused on just making sure that students and teachers were aware that food actually came from farms. But I think now we're kind of switching focus to how it's produced on farms. And I think if some teachers weren't that connected to the idea of introducing agriculture in their classroom before, they may be more interested in it now. And we're kind of having to think out of the box to kind of bring some of these concepts into the classroom.
Sometimes to the classroom, sometimes to classes on the farm. Learn more about their services online at teachkyag.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.